FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and the date is 1/17/17, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This is episode number 410, and, well, not even Donald Trump can save the existing system. And, look, it's personally very exciting to watch the inauguration of President-elect Donald J. Trump. He's going to be president number 45, and there's several reasons for that. First, number one is very egotistical. If you're an FSN community member, then you know that I'd been predicting his victory since July of 2015, long before almost any overpaid prognosticator was. I saw him in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest, and he was a featured speaker. He showed up. He was a last-minute invited guest. Mark Skousen hated him, said he was a xenophobe, anti-free trade, anti-capitalism. He's definitely not a libertarian, and I think these days call for somebody more than a libertarian. I think things are so screwed up that just leaving it alone is not going to, just withdrawal and everything else will cause a collapse so great and a die-off so great. You can't just withdraw the government. Something more has to be done. But in any event, I saw Trump speak. I was pretty close to him. I've got pictures of it. And I knew at that moment that he was a serious candidate and that he was going to win. And what these prognosticators considered to be major gaffes and blunders, I correctly interpreted, and I'm not saying this just because I'm so in love with myself and all this, but I correctly interpreted as indicators of his humanity and his killer sense of humor. After all, no presidential candidate had run with a sense of humor since Bill Clinton, and before him, John F. Kennedy. Yeah, Bob Dole had a sense of humor, but his handlers totally beat that out of him. He wasn't allowed to have a sense of humor at all. And I still chuckle, JFK, his sense of humor, this is before the age of major handlers. But, you know, JFK was the birth of television, its impact upon the political process. But JFK's depiction of Washington, D.C. as a combination of northern charm and southern efficiency, I still love that. In our politically correct times, humor became a definite liability in the small minds of the political handlers and the consultancy class. Not so for the Donald, and his ability to appear authentic was a major breath of fresh air. When others attempted to emulate him, like little Marco Rubio, they fell flat. When crooked Hillary tried to crack a joke that her speechwriters carefully crafted for her, it went over like her husband Bill pledging chastity at a monastery. I mean, it just didn't work. And the tweets. While the world slept, the Donald tweeted on a variety of subjects and people, and they found their target and often left a mark and an injury to boot. And they're still doing it to this date. Heaven help the hapless, greedy SOB corporate executive or CEO that finds his or herself the target of a DJT tweet. Their lives are just not going to be the same for several months, and neither will their stock prices. And while all this is very refreshing, it begets the point that Donald Trump is still just a man, a very powerful man, but still just a man. Our economic system is crumbling. Look at the state county, city, and municipal pension funds from sea to shining, from sea to shining sea. They're still just an insolvent disaster. I mean, you can't deny this. Nobody can deny it. They are in meltdown mode. Look what happened to the Dallas Police and Fire Department pension retirement plan. They're a mess. Many union-based plans aren't much in much better shape, but the state, county, city, municipal pension plans, forget it. There's trillions in derivatives just hanging in the balance, and the world is awash in entitlement promises made that cannot be kept under any circumstances. And debt continues to increase at near geometric proportions on every continent, with perhaps the exception of Antarctica. You know, there's some subterranean central bank probably has been running it up as well. There's just very little transparency in the frozen tundra. And right now, Trump is going through the motions trying to save the system. Maybe he really believes that he can do it. I mean, his ego is large enough to make him think so, but the reality he faces is something else entirely. Hundreds of trillions in debt must be liquidated. We all know there's only a few ways to do it. Inflate it out of existence, default it away, or forgive it. And they're all really variations on the same theme. The creditor gets less than full value or no value. And this would be okay, except for the fact that in our modern world, one man's debt is another man's asset, or woman's, to be politically correct here. This means that there is going to be a day of reckoning. And when all that, when that day is upon us, we're all going to have to take a bite of a very unpleasant tasting excrement sandwich. So it's better to recognize and prepare for it than to just go blindly forth and be shocked when it happens. Don't you agree? So I'm just sending out the newsletter here, and I get something from somebody that I just got to repeat it here, but I have to edit it because this is a family publication after all. To all you liberal Jews, he's not even in the black, or should I saw, that should be say, revamped White House, and he has done more than the blank. F off, don't send me any of your BS. Now, like, look, come on, really now, I'm not a liberal. No one can ever accuse me of being a liberal. I mean, just ask my kids here, Deborah, please. Come on, get real here. I'm just saying he's a man. There's a limited amount that any man can do when it comes down to fixing a bankrupt system, right? I mean, don't you agree here? I mean, I like the guy. I've hung out with him before. He's funny as hell. I find him very entertaining, great entertainer, and I think he's got some good ideas. But look, hey, saving us, he's not the savior. So look, hey, so by the way, emails, kl@carrylutz.com. That's kl@carrylutz.com. Feel free to send me any comments, criticisms, feedback, whatever. Take a look at our sponsors' sites. Right now, we're working with thelandgeek.com. Mark Podolsky, the guy is brilliant. He has the best real estate investing system that I've seen. I loved the prior sponsors. He was really good, but this one is better because you don't have toilets, you don't have tenants, nothing. His is great. Not to take away from Jason Hartman's system, because Jason's is the best income-producing cash flow system out there, jasonhartman.com. Been our sponsor for years and years and years. I believe a combination of these two systems is by far the best out there. No question about it. Yeah, Jason's event coming up, Meet the Masters, is just amazing. Just sorry I cannot be there to participate. I mean, the guy's, he really is a genius. He's come up with the best system out there of anybody I have ever seen. You know, Jason's such an interesting guy, but we'll get into that more later. My new book is out, Viral Podcasting. It's out there on Amazon, both in Kindle form and in printed form. If you're an FSN listener, just please go there, take a look at it, buy it, write me a review if you really like it. Even if you don't like it, I'd like a review. So, hey, so anyway, so Jason's an amazing person. You know, he's been in the real estate business, but what he came to the realization of is that he's really in the real estate education business, real estate investment education business. You know, he's been doing this for so long, and he opted not to finish college. He went there for a couple of years. He was doing fine. He didn't flunk out, but he came to the conclusion he wasn't learning the skills he wanted to learn. He wound up selling real estate, brokering it, and then he owned his own real estate brokerage firm for 8 years, sold out at the top of the market, and wanted to invest his capital into several different markets, buying single-family homes, which historically have been the best-performing asset class. And he found it, he couldn't do it. So he saw a niche. He started marketing these single-family homes around the country in different markets himself. But what he found was he had to educate his clients about the investment potential, financing them, how to choose the property, all these different aspects, using leverage, financing, strategy, management. He wound up in the real estate education business. So now he's got Meet the Masters of Income Property coming up now. I suggest you go over to his site, jasonhartman.com. Jason's been a sponsor of mine almost since I started the show. I credit him for a lot of our success. He taught me a lot about podcasting. Jason's just an amazing, amazing guy. Special price on the tickets. Just go over to Jason Hartman, HARTMAN/Lutz, LUTZ. He does amazing things. So you got some extra money, you want to invest, you're worried about the system, real estate is one of those places where you're probably going to be okay in the long run. Who knows where it's heading, but you got to do something. So that's where I suggest one of those places where I put some money, real estate in the long run, probably going to be okay. Hey, so anyway, 3 more days till Trumptopia takes place. Trumpforia, we're in the midst of it now, but amazing thing, the trolls, you know, it's amazing, the trolls are just panning gold. Gold went down in November and December, we knew it hit the peak in July. Eric Haddock of InsideTrack.com, that's InsideTrack.com, track.com, said that it did. He was absolutely right. But lo and behold, January, it's taking off again right now as we speak. And like I said, it is January 17th, 2017. The time, it's 1:15 p.m. Gold is up $10 the ounce to about $1,213. Silver's up 31 cents, right around $1,710 the ounce. So, you know, it's having a rally. Seasonally, January is generally a good year for gold. Maybe it's got to do with the Toronto, the TSX venture being sold out usually to take tax losses in December. I'm not sure about that. But what I do know is that it's having a rally now, back over 1,200. My belief is we're probably going to see it get close to the 1300 mark, mainly because it got oversold in December. You know, it took the hit. It was down in the 1100s, got down to low 1100s. Silver broke 16. It was in the high 15s. And those numbers, as a result, being oversold further than it probably should have been, it probably had some help. As a result, it's going to spring back further than was expected. That's my guess. Hey, look, I am not perfect at this stuff. I'm a lousy forecaster. But when I see a situation where it really gets piled on and Du Bois really knocked the stuffing out of it, then I believe that it will probably bounce back and maybe get a little bit overbought. And then, according to Haddock, second, third quarter, that's when it really takes off. We might see new records. The other thing is, Chris Vermeulen, hey, take a look at the newsletter. If you haven't signed up already, go over to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. He's the technical trader. He's the gold and silver guy, .com. I mean, we just talked about it like last Wednesday, I think it was, or Tuesday. Sure enough, he said, hey, he's saying that the market, Dow Jones, well over 20,000, hasn't managed to do it yet. The Dow's still at 19,850, right as we're speaking. However, he did say that technically gold and silver were really poised for a major breakout, and the stocks are as well. I'm inclined to agree with him there. I think we're going to have a little breather, though. And from there, mid-year is probably when it's going to take off. It's just looking, just the charts on it, it's just looking major, major poised for some big moves. And I'm going to be up in Vancouver this weekend for the resource show, part of the media after all. I'm going to be touching base with some of our sponsors from earlier in the year. Hopefully Keith Neumeyer will be around. I know he's going to be there. I'll try to touch base with Golden Arrow, with K92. They've taken a little bit of a hit. They're trading at 70 cents. Golden Arrow, 82 cents. I don't know if Lithium X is going to be there. We'll try to hook up with them. Silver One, I'm a shareholder of. I'm pretty sure they're going to be there. I'll try to find all these guys. They've taken a breather. They're still well ahead of where they were. Look, First Mining Finance, Keith Neumeyer's stock, he's trying to make it into a $1 billion company. We know Keith is a genius. He's halfway there now. When we first brought you that stock, 32 cents a share Canadian, 83 cents a share Canadian now. Nevada Gold Exploration, I think it was at 12 or 16 cents, 36 cents a share. Brazil Resources, another one. I mean, forget it. That stock, it was up to $2-3 a share Canadian. You know, now it's at $1.58. Actually, I take it back. It was at $2.54 share Canadian. It's still at $1.58. It's low. It's 52-week low is 26 Canadian. So don't tell me I didn't ever do anything for you or make you any money. There was another FSN member of the community when we had Don Harold on. Somebody said, that is the dumbest interview you ever had. He said he bought Bitcoin at 187. It went up to close to 1,100. It's down to 800 now. I didn't look at it today. The last time I looked at it, it was 800. I mean, come on, guys. Don't say we don't give you good information. We give you great information. So emails, KL at Kerry Lutz. Twitter feed, at Kerry Lutz. Okay? Fakebook, Farcebook page, Facebook, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Take a look at viral podcasting. I want you to write reviews. Give me some feedback on it. I really put my heart and soul in that book because I want all of you out there who are interested in podcasting, internet radio, to become great at it. I think I've done pretty well at it. I'm making money at it. I'm making an income. I mean, I'm just trying to make my retirement funds here, which got sucked out of me in various number of stupid investments, mistakes, lawsuits. I'll leave it at that. Just bad choices that I made. But hey, I'm not complaining. I've had a lot of fun in my life, a lot of fun doing this stuff, a lot of fun talking to you, and just just had the time of my life doing this work. Our sixth anniversary is going to be, I believe, June 11th. So that's 5 months from now. And we're up to like 25 million, I think 25 million downloads thereabouts. So things are picking up. We're having a lot of fun, making money, hopefully giving you information that you want. If you want to hear any guests, any further segments you'd like me to talk about, just let me know. That's what I'm here for. So it's Kerry Lutz, been another Triple Lutz Report, signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.